This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. U.S. President Donald Trump renewed threats to release captured Islamic State fighters on Europe's doorstep if countries there continue to refuse to take back all of their foreign fighters. He said that he's continuing with plans to draw down forces in Syria and that it was time for other countries to step up. Trump made the statements on Friday at the White House during a meeting with Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison.
And now we have thousands of prisoners of war, ISIS fighters that are prisoners of war, and we're asking the countries from which they came, Scott, from Europe, we're asking them to take back these prisoners of war, and they can try them, do what they want. So far, they've refused, and at some point, I'm going to have to say, I'm sorry, but you either take them back or we're going to let them go at your border.
According to the latest U.S. estimates, the coalition-backed Syrian Democratic Forces are still holding more than 2,000 foreign fighters in makeshift prisons, along with thousands of other fighters from Syria and Iraq. Rallies and demonstrations to call for action on climate change are taking place around the world on Friday. This in the run-up to a UN Climate Action Summit in New York next week. A UN report to be released is expected to conclude that global warming and pollution are devastating oceans and polar regions, raising risks for ecological devastation around the world. The Trump administration has cast doubt on a broad scientific consensus that the Earth is warming and that human activity is mostly to blame. U.S. President Donald Trump announced new sanctions against Iran's National Bank on Friday, further escalating economic pressure on the Islamic Republic. The sanctions came after last weekend's attacks on Saudi Arabian oil installations that officials said were carried out by Iran. That's an allegation that Tehran denies. This is VOA. Iraqi security officials say the death toll in an explosion on a minibus at a checkpoint in the Shiite holy city of Karbala has risen to 12. Five others were injured. The officials said all of those killed in the explosion and subsequent fire were civilians. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. A complaint by a whistleblower within the U.S. intelligence community has become the latest source of contention between the executive and legislative branches of the government. Sagar Meghani has the story.
Democrats are warning President Trump amid reports a whistleblower raised concerns about what he told a world leader during a conversation. The intelligence community's watchdog has told Congress about a serious and urgent complaint, but the Trump administration so far has kept Congress from seeing it.
They deserve a thorough investigation. That's what we're intent on doing.
House Intelligence Chair Adam Schiff says it's disturbing that it seems White House officials have seen the complaint while lawmakers have not. Speaker Nancy Pelosi says if the president did what's alleged, he's stepping into a dangerous minefield. He's denying any wrongdoing and says the complaint's a political hack job, though he admits he doesn't know the person's identity. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
El Salvador and the United States have signed an agreement to cooperate on asylum claims, the U.S. Embassy in the Central American country said in a statement on Friday, without giving further details. A bus carrying Chinese-speaking tourists crashed on its way to a national park in southern Utah, killing four and critically injuring up to 15 others, authorities said on Friday. It is not yet clear what caused the crash. On Thursday, Facebook chief executive Mark Zuckerberg met with lawmakers as well as President Donald Trump to address criticism of the company's business practices. A Facebook spokesman said that Zuckerberg traveled to Washington to hear their concerns and talk about the future of internet regulation. Zuckerberg was seen walking through the halls surrounded by media as he went from office to office. His schedule included a meeting with one of his staunchest critics, Republican Senator Josh Hawley from Missouri. Zuckerberg declined to answer any questions regarding the meetings. Stocks are finishing lower on Friday after concerns about the progress of trade talks between the U.S. and China. The market turned lower in the afternoon after reports said a Chinese trade delegation had cut short a trip to the U.S. Technology and communication companies fell broadly. Microsoft dropped 1.2% and Netflix dropped 5.5%. The S&P 500 dropped 14 points. It ended lower for the week, breaking a three-week win streak. I'm from VOA. I'm Steve Karish. Country.